Welcome to an emergency Locked on Grizzlies pod where the Grizzlies somehow did nothing of note at the trade deadline. Tyreke Evans is still a Memphis Grizzly. Stunning failure on so many levels. I'm Peter Edmiston. We'll talk about it here for the next few minutes. This is, as I record this, it's just about an hour after the trade deadline is over, and word is starting to leak out about some of the offers that reportedly were on the table for the Grizzlies and Tyreke Evans, none of which the Grizzlies felt comfortable enough to take. They did do a deal, a very small deal. James Ennis traded to Detroit for a 2022 second-round pick that will be the lesser of the Chicago or Detroit second-round picks. And Bryce Johnson, just what the Grizzlies need, another young big. That was a real source of concern. They don't have enough of those on the roster, so add another one to the pile. Great stuff there. Big, big trade deadline. The Grizzlies, Tyreke Evans, it's hard to imagine, really, that it's ended like this. I really did not in my wildest dreams anticipate that this situation would happen. I did not think it would be possible, in fact, for it to happen, that the Grizzlies would go through this entire process and not actually trade Tyreke Evans. But here we are. Let's go through the situation. Trade deadline approaches, and the Grizzlies apparently losing bidders at the table hour by hour, as Emmanuel Mudiay, who was reportedly, according to Zach Lowe, offered as part of a deal, and that was one that I had talked about this week, as the one I thought would actually happen. Mudiay and a second-round pick or expiring contracts and multiple second-round picks were offered to the Grizzlies for Tyreke Evans. Reportedly, they said no to those deals. Also, apparently, two second-round picks and Gershon Yabusele from the Boston Celtics was another offer that was out there. Grizzlies said no. The Wizards also reportedly offering expiring contracts and two second-round picks. The Grizzlies, again, saying no. When it got to the point where the Grizzlies were pretty clear that they weren't going to get a first-round pick, and then, you know, about a month, month and a half ago, you were thinking, okay, maybe first-round pick, could maybe structure the deal, maybe a heavily protected first, something along those lines. That could still happen. But as time went on, and we kind of saw 3-4 weeks ago that, okay, it's kind of looking like the first-round picks are harder to come by than we thought. This may have to be, you may have to lower that threshold a little bit. When we saw that, these are deals that were on the table and were, that's a plenty acceptable deal. It's not a world-beating deal. The report, Alex Kennedy reported that the Grizzlies asked Philly for Dario Saric as part of a Tyreke Evans deal. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Dario Saric for Tyreke, that's a laughable situation. That the Grizzlies thought they would get that is crazy. That the Grizzlies didn't take one of these deals is also crazy. Because here's, let's get down to the nut cut here. Now the Grizzlies have a situation where they sent Tyreke Evans away for a week. They pulled him off the court in Indiana. He said his goodbyes, told Marc Gasol, thanks, big fella, had fun playing with you, et cetera, et cetera. Led him to believe he would go to a playoff team. Had offers, obviously, as we just talked about, reportedly from multiple playoff teams, contenders, and kept him off this team and, frankly, ostracized, like just kept him away for a week to make sure that he was fresh, to make sure he'd be ready to go, to make sure he'd be shipped out to everyone. Everyone just knew, including Tyreke Evans, that he was going to get traded. Now, all of a sudden, the last 24 hours, the Grizzlies get to the deadline and decide, actually, we don't like these offers. Actually, we were just playing a little chicken with everybody, and we didn't really like these offers, and we're actually going to keep him. And here's the best part. We're going to keep Tyreke Evans because we think that we're going to be able to re-sign him with our full mid-level. We think that's going to be enough to keep the guy. Now, bear in mind what just happened. This guy was led to believe that the organization was going to trade him away. this guy was doing a favor, you know, worked hard, took an undervalued deal to stay in Memphis for a little longer with his family, and liked, you know, he had some connections here, like playing here. Grizzlies gave him a shot. He vastly overplayed his contract. Good stuff all around. And the Grizzlies, you know, as long as they move him to a contender, hey, great. Bear in mind also the Grizzlies could re-sign him to the full mid-level anyway. They wouldn't be able to structure a contract to get him into early bird status as quickly, you know, that kind of thing. But they could at least give him a full mid-level going forward, even after they had traded him. If they would have traded him, they still could have done that. Would have been a relatively small financial difference, but nonetheless, there you go. They're banking on bringing Tyreke Evans back after this whole situation. They are banking on Tyreke Evans saying, I'm going to sign with this organization. I'm going to come back to these guys that led me to believe I'd be traded and then didn't trade me, that didn't take these offers and kept me with this team, even though that wasn't supposed to happen. And now they expect me to take among several offers that are out there that are probably right at the same level, you know, mid-level or so. They expect me to take this one with this organization leading the way. I'm going to put my career in these guys' hands. Does that make any sense? Would you do that? Would you do that if the money is pretty much the same? I mean, I could see if the Grizzlies could offer 20, 30, 50 million more. They can't. Money's the same. So would you do that? Would you put the prime of your career in those hands? Unless he told them privately that the answer is yes, this deal makes absolutely no sense. This deal makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Or this non-deal, as the case may be. Now, I reserve maybe on some, I don't think so. I have no indication that that's the case. David Aldridge made the point that, you know, trying to explain this to Tyreke Evans' reps is going to be pretty tough. But maybe, you know, I reserve the right to say maybe, hey, if they talk to him and Tyreke said, hey, I'm cool with this whole thing, then so be it. I don't think that happened. And if it didn't, and he then walks away for nothing, and in the process, we haven't even talked about what, in the meantime, Tyreke is going to do. Because having Tyreke on your team is going to damage your pick. It's a very tight tank race. We talked about this all week. You're talking about eight teams right now within a game and a half of each other in that tank race. You know, New York goes and gets Emmanuel Mudiay. They're going to probably play him 30, 35 minutes a night. He's not great. Maybe he turns into something down the line, but right now he's not very good. That's going to help them lose more games. They don't have Porzingis. They're going to slide back into this race. They've got 23 wins. If they only win a handful more, they're going to be right in the middle of all of this. The Nets, yeah, I get that they don't have their pick, but they're not very good. They've been trying to win, and they find themselves in this position. Look at the Suns last night. They lost by 1,000 to the Spurs. And then they went out and got Elfrid Payton at the trade deadline. They're not messing around with this tank. You're going to see more and more brazen tanking. And the Grizzlies, meanwhile, are either bringing back their best player to play some, or they're going to have to fabricate some ludicrous injury situation to keep him off the team. Or worse yet, the worst of all, they're going to have to buy him out. If he's really upset about the way things are going, I mean, I would find that, you know, implausible and hard to imagine, but that would be the worst situation of all. All of this speaks to an organization without any direction. All of this speaks to an organization that yet again has proven that no one is at the wheel. No one is running this show. Who's sailing the ship here? Is it Chris Wallace? I don't know. I haven't talked to Chris in a long time. Ed Stefanski, John Hollinger, Robert Pera, Joe Abadi, a lot of guys, but who's actually doing this? Or in the case of Tyreke, not doing this. It's enough to drive you crazy if you're a Grizzly fan, and it's really frustrating to have any, try to have some kind of faith about what's going to happen, or to try to have some thought about how you're going to build through the draft or have some kind of a plan going forward, this is another risk. And I've seen some people, and Chris Harrington, who I like, and I did his podcast yesterday, but Chris tried to make the point about this being a risky bet, and maybe it pays off if Tyreek comes back and you can sign. I don't think it's worth the risk, even if Tyreek does come back, because in the meantime, you're going to really hurt your pick if you play him, if there's not some other shenanigan that happens in the meantime. But even taking that into account, how have the risky bets for the Grizzlies worked out thus far? How's that gone? How did the Fizdale firing to energize the season, how did that work out? How did the risky second draft pickup of Ben McLemore work out? Get that guy on that second draft. 2-year deal, $10.7 million. How's that money working out this year? How'd that Chandler Parsons risky bet of, hey, you know, if this guy's healthy, boy, he could be a game changer. We got to give him this max deal and not really dig too deep into that whole medical aspect of it. Let's take that risk, baby. Let's roll it in. Let's get that, build that house of cards and see what happens. How has that worked out? How have the Grizzlies' risks worked out? Thus far, the big risks have been absolute disasters. 1, 2, 3, 4. Little small risks, small acquisitions, small moves, a lot of those have been okay. The big ones, and this, I can assure you, qualifies as a big one, have not worked out at all. And while this is an immediate emergency pod reaction, so it's very spur of the moment, and maybe there'll be some information that comes out in the next 2-3 hours or 2-3 days that changes the perception of this whole thing. But for now, it is hard to envision how this risk is going to work out any better than Parsons or Fizdale or Ben McLemore. It's a stunning, stunning failure by this front office. And I don't know how you can have any confidence whatsoever in their plan. Not that they seem to have one, but in their plan and in the way they've handled things and the way they're going to handle things from here on out. Let me know what you think. Shoot me an email, pedmiston@gmail.com. That's pedmiston@gmail.com. Obviously on Twitter, very active this afternoon and this evening, at Peter Edmiston on Twitter. Go ahead and follow me there. And again, more to come, but I wanted to get up an emergency pod as quickly as possible to have the initial reaction to what I think is an absolute debacle of an afternoon here, as the Grizzlies somehow keep Tyreek Evans at the trade deadline.